Let's move to advanced concepts and understanding before we go into the full clearing process. Understand what is expressing light. I've had experiences where, in the beginning when I was doing property clearing, I've heard people say, "Are you from the light?" when they're talking to something in the unseen world. Sometimes there can be spirits that show a light, but it's not the same as the light of God. It has a cold quality to it. It's a strange thing that I've seen. So I always ask if something is expressing light, not did it come from the light, because all things are created from one source, which is that light and love of universal consciousness and the divine source. So ask if something is expressing light. There's also the flip side. Something can be expressing dark. Expressing means that at this moment, like the expression on your face. Is the expression on your face happy or sad? Are you expressing light or are you expressing dark? Are you expressing high frequency energy or low frequency energy? In most cases, if you are clairvoyant, you'll know the answer to that because it'll look light and bright and colorful, or it'll look smoggy, dark, chaotic, that sort of thing. This is really good when we're not sure, or if we want to ask about a person's intentions. Are their intentions expressing light? That moves us on to, is their heart pure? Our consciousness is registered in our heart. When we have our experiences in our lifetime, those experiences and that growth is registered in our heart. It is then transferred to our soul. That creates the soul's growth. So when a person is very pure of heart, their soul has grown and is capable of a high frequency of light. Jesus frequently talked about if someone's heart was pure, or he looked in their heart to see. That's what he's talking about. The consciousness is accurately registered in the heart. And so it is significant about purity of heart. And you can ask, even in a relationship, you can ask about a partnership. Does this person have a pure heart towards me? Do I have a pure heart towards them? If you're not having pure heart towards each other, you've got ulterior motives, and it's not the kind of relationship you want to be involved in if you're on a spiritual path. This is a very good question. You can even use the group concept and you can ask about a business. Is that business overall pure of heart? Is that business expressing light towards me and towards the work that it does? These are very good questions to help you determine exactly the positioning of these things. Another understanding is that you've incarnated as a soul in this body, in this lifetime, to have experiences for growth. But there are other aspects of this same soul that is you that can be in various places simultaneously with here. When you have that understanding, you'll be able to ask, like we talked about the train cars all going down the track at the same time. Maybe what you're dealing with is a crisis in another car. And from this lifetime on Earth, for whatever reason, we have the power and ability, if something is affecting us here adversely, we have the power and ability in the here and now to address it, clear it, take care of it, finish it. I think that's wonderful. At first, I was horrified. Why is that other lifetime bugging me now? I don't even remember it. But I was so delighted when I said, wow, what a blessing. What a power. We can find it, address it in the now, and we can take care of it and clear it throughout all time and space.